T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And we will get to MLB coming down hard on the Astros, what it means for Alex Cora. We'll get to all that coming up. But a lot of crazy football from over the weekend. When the Houston Texans and Bill O'Brien decided, and there were a few decisions here.
But it's two decisions that jump out.
Well, let's go step by step. Fourth and one from about the 13-yard line.
Got to go for the first down.
You're up 21. You go for it. No question.
I was screaming this to my wife. What are you doing? Fourth and one, you got to put this team down. You're up 21-0. He kick a field goal. That turned the whole game. To me, the whole momentum of the game turned when he kicked that field goal.
No, the whole momentum of the game turned was when Mecole Hardman took the kick return back to midfield.
But they had already scored a touchdown after they had given – they had scored a touchdown already. Okay, right, that's right, at 24-0.
It's 24-0.
Yeah, but that decision was bad.
Look, here's the way I would look
go
at it.
Go for the first. To me, it wasn't even a debate. You're playing for a championship here on the road. You got to put this the thing on the neck of this team.
But don't you think?
Okay, then why did he go for the fake punt?
Let's get to that.
He doesn't go fourth and one, and then he does the fake punt.
Well, if you take things separately, when he decided to send Fairbear out to kick a chip shot field goal, I didn't have a big problem with it.
No, I did.
But I didn't know that a few minutes later, he decided, I'm going to fake a punt on fourth and three.
Up 17.
That was asinine.
Of course.
But why did the two have to necessarily be related when in the moment, he was kicking a field goal to go up 24-0?
Yeah. I would have went for it, fourth and one. I got Deshaun Watson there. Get him outside. Go get the first down. It's a playoffs, a divisional playoffs. I'm not playing it safe. That's playing it safe. Fourth and one. You're still pinning them down. You're up 21-0 if you don't get it.
But if you're
– I would have went for it.
If you're up 9-0 at that moment –
I really thought that changed the momentum. I really did.
Well, what changed the momentum is that Kansas City started scoring at will.
Well, I understand. But, I mean –
and I'll tell you something else. But, Joe, if they go for it and score a touchdown, it's 28-0. It may not matter.
But what made this stupid coach Bill O'Brien – okay, and I got this guy to be – if I'm Houston, I get him out. You're never winning with him. You're not winning. You are not winning with Bill O'Brien. Most of the time, he doesn't have his team ready to play in these playoff games. He was fortunate last week. He got saved by J.J. Watt and the quarterback in the Buffalo game. And this game, why did it occur to him then at 24-7?
I'll tell you why.
Why did it all of a sudden on that one drive, it occurred to him, we got to score points
I'll
now.
I'll tell you exactly why.
Why did it wait long?
And it's stupid, by the way, but here's why. Hardman has that huge return three plays late or something like that. They're in the end zone.
Right. Okay.
He panicked. At that moment, it's 24-7, and he panicked. And that's why the decision to fake the punt was the real killer, not as much the field goal.
I thought that turned the game. I thought that's when the momentum changed.
No, the momentum changed on the Hardman return.
Well, but that killed them at 24-7.
They were up 24-0.
It doesn't matter.
That shouldn't kill them.
You're playing. That's playing not to lose. That's playing safe football instead of going for the kill.
You know what?
It's a divisional playoffs.
If it's 9-0, I'd say you're right. They're already up three scores.
I'm making it
24-0.
And it occurred to this guy after that, this offense can score like an avalanche. Why did he have to see a touchdown first before he knew
Do you think he should have faked the punt?
No.
Okay.
I don't.
Then
I don't think he should have went for the fourth and one.
No, that's fine, but the two don't have to be connected. Neither they shouldn't have to be connected.
But it looks very bad when you did that initially, but then you decided, now I better put points on a board.
Oh, it looks horrible.
Well, what are you doing?
Look, the decision when it's fourth and four from your own, 30-yard line, and you're up 24-7, as much as this Chief team could score, that's where you play smart.
Sure. He handed him another touchdown.
Exactly. You gave this high-octane offense 33 yards and said, go score a touchdown, which they did on three plays.
Bill O'Brien, to me, if I'm the Houston Texans, I would get rid of him. I don't think you're ever winning with that guy.
And I'll tell you something
else. I don't like him as a coach. I used to like him. I don't like him at all. Watching him in the playoffs, this guy, he benefits from the fact that the division usually isn't great, even though Tennessee is sitting here. Okay, and I'm not taking away from Tennessee. But usually it's that kind of a division where it's kind of wide open. He's benefited from that over the years. How many times have we seen his team not ready to play in playoff games at home? I mean, we've seen it a number of times, even in the Buffalo game.
They got lucky.
Yeah. The quarterback bailed him out in that game. The only other game he won was when he, you know, Derek Carr didn't play when they beat the Raiders that time. Okay, he didn't have Deshaun Watson then. But I just, well, what are you doing?
But even after all of that, and you hand Kansas City points, DeAndre Carter doesn't have to fumble the football.
Oh, that didn't help.
Because now
that
didn't help. Because you're still up by 10.
That didn't help.
The avalanche is occurring. Yeah, see, it was more than just. See, I think Bill O'Brien made the brutal mistake of getting desperate with the fake punt. I completely agree with you. When you kick a field goal to make it 24-0, I think you feel okay about things. You don't think that the avalanche is about to occur.
I didn't think Kansas City was going to come back and destroy them like they did, okay? But I didn't like – I got to tell you, right then and there, I did not like that move. I just didn't like it. I said, 4th-and-1, you got Watson, get the damn – and his excuse – for not going for it. I didn't have a play for that situation.
Well, that was stupid.
But what is that? I want my head coach telling me I don't have a play for 4th-and-1 and I got Deshaun Watson as my quarterback? Come on. Come on. Give me a break. That's terrible.
It was awful.
He's a horrible head coach, this guy. Horrible.
Well, he's starting to prove that because
horrible.
Your careers are altered by what you do in the postseason. And when you jump out to a 24-0 lead because the Kansas City Chiefs did not come ready to play football, it is.
No, they were dropping
passes. How many
passes?
Drops did they have?
Sure, to fake the block punt.
Oh, my God.
Tariq Hill. And that's the other thing. Andy Reid, he doesn't use Tariq Hill basically all year on punt returns.
Right.
And I just, okay, let me put him in there now.
And he muffs one.
And he hands him another touchdown.
And that turns into an easy score.
Yep, yep.
Obviously, the block punt. I mean, the Kansas City Chiefs came out to the point where the crowd was booing everybody.
Yeah.
They're booing Travis Kelce can't hold down to the football.
Yeah.
They're booing
right.
the world.
Yep.
So they did not come out ready to play. And I give Andy Reid a lot of credit for this. It's a small thing, but I loved it. When they scored that first touchdown, he didn't go for two. And I loved it.
Oh, yeah. That's ridiculous. In the early second quarter.
Hey, you had Tony Romo saying, why is he going for two?
Romo did say.
Because Andy Reid said to himself, I got 3 quarters left.
Yeah.
I got one of the best quarterbacks on the planet.
Points.
I don't want to chase points.
Yeah, and he was right.
Yeah. If you're down 24-0 and it's the third quarter, late third quarter.
That's different. That's a different story.
But I thought, you know what I loved about it?
Not 2 minutes into the second quarter.
No, amen. But what I loved about it is I thought it also sent the right message.
Yeah.
It was Andy Reid saying, I'm not worried.
Yeah.
Why would I be worried?
I would definitely not. It was the right move not going for 2 days.
No question about it. No question about it. And then they got a break because when the Texans are driving after it becomes a one-score game, there was a pass interference call that I think they missed. That would have benefited Houston. I think it was Tyrann Mathieu.
Yeah, it was. Yep.
And that was a significant play.
Yep.
It gives the football to Kansas City back. They march down the field and score a touchdown. And then, shockingly, the Chiefs are winning. I mean, how is that possible?
Now, they did have that drive right before halftime, Houston, but they didn't get Fairbairn missed the field goal.
Yeah, it was a 51-yarder.
I don't know how much that would have mattered. It would have been a one-point game instead of a four-point game. I don't know if that changes anything.
You know, I'll tell you something.
I don't know. Probably not.
In a lot of ways, this was watching the Warriors the last 5 years where Golden State's down by 25 early and you're like, give it some time. And they cut it to they actually take the lead, a one-point lead at the half. Now, your brain tells you, well, it's halftime. There's a lot of time left in this game. But you knew, especially with Kansas City getting the football to start the second half.
You knew they would.
Game was over.
They couldn't stop them.
At 28-24, and then Fairbairn missing the field goal, even if he made it, that football game was over.
Yeah.
They couldn't even pray
because they couldn't stop them. Their defense just couldn't stop them at all. They couldn't stop Kelce. They couldn't stop Williams. They couldn't do anything.
And their offense had one possession in the second half to start. They did nothing. And once they couldn't score on that possession, now we knew they couldn't keep up with them.
Yeah.
Because they were going to have to keep up with them.
Yeah, they were going to have to.
And they have an offense, especially with Will Fuller playing, especially with Deshaun Watson, where they could have kept up with them. They could not. And now you're chasing 17 points. You're dead.
Yep.
Good night. Go to sleep. You've pulled off one of the most remarkable collapses early that you'll ever see in a football game.
Yeah.
I mean, they collapsed. They had a huge lead, and they collapsed in one freaking quarter.
They did. No, unbelievable. What, he become only the second guy to throw 4 touchdown passes in a quarter in the playoffs? Mahomes, Doug Williams in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it was historic.
Against Denver.
It was historic. Kelce had a monster game.
Look, Chiefs, you know, it's a fascinating championship game because it's such contrasting styles.
Yeah.
It really is. It's just completely different styles of football. You know, it's like I said, it's football from 40 years ago against football from now. And that's pretty, it's going to be very interesting to see how that plays out. And one of the things that I enjoyed over the weekend was the Niners kind of did the same thing. I mean, the Niners played smash mouth in your face. We're going to win the game at the line of scrimmage football, and that's what they did to Minnesota.
Well, Jimmy Garoppolo threw the ball 19 times for 130 yards.
They had 6 first downs the whole game.
Yeah, yeah.
That one drive was all on the ground. That one drive was like a 14-play drive.
Oh, my God.
It was all on the ground.
They ran the football 47 times in this game.
Yeah.
But I don't think there's one way to win in this league, and that's the beauty of this.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can see a team like San Francisco, a team like Tennessee, sort of doing it in this old-school way, which I personally like, too.
I love that ground and pound,
punch them in the face, play good defense.
Yep.
I love that, but then you look at a team like Kansas City, and it's completely different, and that's fine. And I don't think there's one natural way to win in this league, and that's what we're reminded about every single year. But Bill O'Brien had a very, very rough day. I don't know if you fire him necessarily, but I think he's definitely one of those coaches that you look at and you wonder now, how far can I go with this?
Right.
How far can I go with him as head coach? Because while I disagree with you about the field goal, the fake punt was that moment that I think as a Texan fan, you're going to think about all season, all off season long, even though there were a lot of plays that went into it. A lot of plays that caused this kind of collapse. I think that's the one that showed panic from your head
coach. Well, like I said, it just doesn't make any sense to me that you wouldn't go fourth and one, but now, still up 17, I'm going to do a fake punt because now it just hit me. I can't stop this team on the other side.
Well,
it hit me now.
It looked like he panicked.
You know what I mean, right? I mean, really?
It looked like he all of a sudden just absolutely panicked. And what's remarkable and almost we're going to forget about it a little bit, is how freaking awful the Kansas City Chiefs were in the first quarter of this game.
They were terrible.
Their first two drives.
They looked like the Ravens. Remember, Ravens were doing the same thing. They were dropping passes, too.
Absolutely.
They didn't look like they were ready to play either. In fact, I thought the Ravens really came in overconfident. And maybe the Chiefs did, too.
Maybe. At least they were able to adjust and win the game anyway.
Right.
But their first two drives ended on dropped first downs. I mean, you talk about a team that was just having so many mental and physical mistakes over the first 10 minutes of the game. And most of the time, if you make those kinds of mistakes and you fall behind 24-0, you can't recover from it.
No, generally
the difference
not.
Is you had this combustible combination of Patrick Mahomes and the Houston Texans.
Yep.
And that combustible combination meant they were able to erase that deficit in like 3.5 minutes.
Unbelievable.
It was really like watching an NBA game. They scored 3 touchdowns in 3.5 minutes.
Yep. And I got a little help, too, from Houston with that. Obviously, the fake punt, and then the fumbled kickoff.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, the fumbled kickoff certainly didn't help the situation either.
Ugly, man.
Yep.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.